Welcome to the Banking on Business podcast presented by Horicon Bank. Banking on Business is aimed at helping entrepreneurs grow their business with practical strategies you can start using today. We are all about engaging our local business community and connecting with other small businesses to raise each other up. Hosted by yours truly, Grace Bruins, marketing officer at Horicon Bank, turned podcaster, at least for the next 20 minutes. Welcome to the Banking on Business podcast. Today, we are talking with Carrie Simsikowski. Did I get that right?
You sure did.
All right. Business consultant for Heartland. And we are going to talk a little bit about what Heartland does, but then also some different tax credits that small business owners may qualify for, and they may not know that they qualify for. So talking through what those are, how to qualify, who to talk to when you have questions.
Yes.
I'm glad you're here, Carrie. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
So let's let our listeners get to know you a little bit with a rapid fire intro to the expert. This is our rapid fire intro to the expert. I fire off the questions and you answer as quickly as you can. Are you ready to play?
Sounds good.
Okay. Where'd you grow up?
Rockford, Illinois.
Okay. And what do you enjoy most about working with small businesses?
I just love how different every experience is. So every business is different. Every business owner is different. So it just keeps what I do fresh and changing constantly. And I love the relationships that I'm able to form with people too.
I'm sure every day is a little bit different.
It is. It is.
That's gotta be fun. So what did you want to be when you grew up?
When I was younger, I wanted to be a hairstylist, actually. Okay. So I have a lot of younger sisters, and I got to practice a lot on them with the curling iron and all that good stuff. So yeah, that's what I thought I was going to be.
Okay. All right. And if you could choose any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. Superpower. How about... How about to be able to see into the future and plan for what I see?
I would like that. I'd worry a lot less if I could do
that. I think so. That's what I was thinking.
All right. And besides your cell phone, what is one item you never leave home without?
My sunglasses.
Oh,
those
good one.
Always at my head.
Okay. We were just talking before. I have a 5 and 2 year old, so I think I would answer this question with wipes. I feel like
yes.
There's wipes everywhere.
Yes. That used to be yeah. For me.
Okay. So eventually I'll graduate to sunglasses.
To sunglasses.
Good.
Yes.
Good. I'm ready. All right, Carrie, before we start talking about tax credits in Heartland, let's go into our marketing minute. So we both work in financial services, you in the technology side of it. So let me ask you, do you ever get emotional about your checking account?
I would say maybe. Sometimes, depending, I guess, what's in there.
Right. What's in there? If it doesn't work right?
Yes.
If my debit card's not working? I can see some emotion.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Cause a little stress.
Exactly. So now as marketers, we're traditionally taught to talk about products in terms of features and benefits, but selling in those terms really only engages two areas of the brain. That's the part where, you know, you process words and their meaning and you understand them. But there's a third part where we should really be considering to get our customers' attention, and that's the part that processes emotion. So I'm going to give you an example. SoFi, have you heard of SoFi?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A lot of people have.
Yeah.
Now, they're also in the financial services industry offering loans and refinancing solutions. But if you look at SoFi's marketing, they're not selling personal loans based on percentage rates or ease of the product. They're selling this feeling of empowerment with images of people dancing and celebrating. And it's working. The company started in 2011, so they're not terribly old, to help customers with their student loan debt. And now they have over 4 million members.
Wow.
Yeah. Just crazy growth.
It's huge. Mm-hmm.
So for our listeners, instead of selling a product, consider the solution that you're selling and the emotion that goes along with it. How can you capture that emotion and show it in your advertising? Something to consider.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because I think it's easy for us all to say, we're a convenient solution and that's going to save you time. And then we're like, everyone's going to run in the door for my product.
Right.
But we're all saying it. So how do we show that? How do we show what this emotion is? And so for maybe checking accounts or any kind of financial services, it is that feeling of being empowered over your finances or feeling good about what's in your checking
account.
Absolutely.
And how would that make you feel based on that solution? So that's a great one.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into our topic for today. So Carrie, why don't you tell us a little bit about Heartland and your role within the organization?
Sure, absolutely. So very simply put, Heartland is a human-centered technology company. So we really specialize in providing business solutions to small businesses to ultimately help them grow. We have a lot of different divisions within Heartland. Mm-hmm. Primarily, I'm on the HR or HCM, human capital management side, okay, where we're dealing with businesses to process payroll, hiring, looking at different tax credits they might be eligible for, which mm-hmm. I know we're going to talk a little bit more yeah. about. Just different solutions that we can put in place really to make their lives easier, to let them focus on growing their business in other areas. Another piece of what Heartland does as well that I have partners that I work with is on the payment side. So credit card processing mm-hmm. and accepting payments really and making that very easy and secure for them. So, okay.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, my first introduction to Heartland was on that payment side.
Yes.
You know, the credit yep. card processing and of course on the banking side, that's, yeah. that's something that we focused on. But there's this whole other side of dealing with the people that small businesses have, that hiring and retention. And that's a little bit more about what we want to talk about. So you had mentioned the Work Opportunity Tax Credit. Why don't yes. you tell us what that is?
Sure. So Work Opportunity Tax Credit, or you might hear WOTC, you might hear it referred to as that. No.
WOTC.
So yeah, WOTC. Okay. So that actually is a tax credit that's been around for years and years, and it is one of the most underutilized tax credits out there today. So I love talking about this one to business owners, especially today, because everybody's hiring, right? Mm-hmm. That's constant need, no matter what type of business I'm talking to, is we're hiring. Well, the Work Opportunity Tax Credit is available to employers that hire an individual from a certain demographic. So for example, if you hire somebody that has a felony, if you hire somebody that's been unemployed for a certain amount of time, if you hire somebody that's been on state assistance or from a certain geographic area, you as the business owner actually qualify for a tax credit based on hiring them. One of the other categories actually is a veteran. That one is okay. overlooked all the time.
Sure.
And a lot of times, maybe not something you ask, right? So the thing with the Work Opportunity Tax Credit and why it is underutilized, in my opinion, is because there are some hoops you have to jump through. Mm-hmm. So first of all, you have to apply for it within the first 28 days of employment for the employee.
Okay.
So there's a certain set of questions that needs to be asked. And from there, once we identify, okay, yes, this person could potentially qualify, there's a set of follow-up questions, and then there's an application process that needs to be turned in with the state and the IRS. So Heartland makes that very easy because we make it part of our onboarding process. And once we identify a new hire that qualifies for this tax credit, we automatically apply for it on behalf of our clients. These tax credits are pretty significant. So it's anywhere between $2,400 and $9,600, depending on how the person qualified. So they're pretty significant. And so many businesses I'm talking to that have been in business for years are like, how did I never hear about this before? You know,
yeah.
It's not always something that, you know, their accountant or somebody in the tax world would really focus on, because it really has more to do with hiring, right? Like sure. it has to do with hiring that first person. It's not tax related really at all, except for the fact that it's a tax credit. So I have a client who has been in business for 20 plus years. We introduced this to him 2 years ago when he came on board with Heartland. Mm-hmm. And I actually just had a conversation with him about 2 weeks ago. And consistently, every quarter, he's seeing about three of those tax credits come through. So anywhere between $2,400 on the low end to, I think he was upward to like $15,000 wow. per quarter, just based on the people he's hiring. Mm-hmm. So kind of cool.
So that really takes that tax credit, instead of going, okay, this is something we're going to look at once a year, that becomes part of your strategy in the whole onboarding process, which yeah. is something that you help with over at Heartland.
Yes. Yes. So it's all part of onboarding. We can actually help to identify people that qualify even just in their applications. So we actually have an applicant tracking system too, where we can help business owners put out their job postings all managed in one centralized location. So if they want to push it out to, say, 5 different job boards. Mm-hmm. A lot of times what they struggle with is managing the applications that are coming in and sure. communicating back to those applicants. Well, with the Heartland tool, it is all in one place, managed all in one place, and we're asking those qualifying questions. That's part of the application process. So they can actually see, let's say you have 2 candidates that are equal, right? Mm-hmm. And you're like, gosh, we need to decide which way we're going to go. Well, this one comes with a $9,600 tax credit. You know, it's sure. really kind of nice to know up front as well. Mm-hmm. Again, all part of the technology that we're able to offer to these small business owners that they a lot of times don't even know they have access to.
Sure. And is there a typical size business that you guys work with, or is it all across the board?
Yeah. So Heartland, we really focus on the small to medium sized businesses. That's really our niche. Mm-hmm. So my average size client is probably around 40 employees. That's not to say I don't have clients that have 2 employees and upwards of 500
sure.
employees as well. But it's really that size right around the 40 to 50 mark where you have a business owner who's kind of trying to do everything, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not quite big enough to have a full-blown HR department per se, but yet there's still different tools out there that can be helpful. And there's a lot of HR rules and regulations that you still have to apply, you know, that apply to you being mm-hmm. that size. So right around that 40 mark is really the average, but that's not to say we can't help somebody smaller or bigger.
Sure. Sure. So the other tax credit that we talked about earlier is the employee retention tax credit.
Yes.
And this one is a little more timely. So, you know, the, what did you call it? The
WOTC.
WOTC.
Mm-hmm. WOTC.
Mm-hmm. Is the standing tax credit.
Yes.
Whereas the ERC, the employee retention tax credit, that's got a deadline on it, right?
It does. Yes. So employee retention tax credit, or ERC or ERTC is probably the terms you've heard kind of floating around. But this was all driven by the pandemic. So in 2020, it was part of the basically act that said, hey, we're going to help small businesses. Mm-hmm. And any business that was able to keep people employed and pay them wages
sure.
can qualify for this tax credit. So there's a lot of misconceptions around it. There's a lot of changes that were made from 2020 to 2021. It's no longer in place today. However, you can still, up until the end of this year, you can still make amendments to any tax returns that happened in 2020 or 2021.
Okay.
So kind of high level, basically as a business owner, let's say you have 10 employees.
Sure.
And you were able to keep those employees paid and working during maybe a mandatory shutdown or just during the pandemic at all, really. In 2020, the government said, we're going to give you 50% of their wages up to $10,000 per employee that you have.
Wow.
So it's pretty significant, right?
It is. That adds
so,
up.
Yeah. So if this 10-employee company qualifies, mm-hmm. they're looking at $5,000 per employee. So that's $50,000 potentially, wow. right?
Yep.
So then in 2021, they actually increased it. They moved that percentage up to 70%. So now it's $7,000 per employee. Different qualifications. A lot of people ask, you know, well, I had a PPP loan, so I heard I don't qualify.
Sure.
Not totally true. So you can't double dip per se. So you can't use the wages and put them towards your PPP loan and use it towards employee retention tax credit. However, as we know with the PPP loans, those could be used for other things other than payroll wages. So mm-hmm. let's say you got a loan and you used it towards other items in your business, not wages, you could still qualify for the employee retention tax credits, even if you had that type of loan. Another big misconception, these are probably 2. So one is about the loan. And then second, I'll have a lot of people say to me, well, I heard that if we showed a profit, then we can't qualify. It's actually not true either. So if you can prove that your business had to make any changes because of the pandemic. So let's say you're a restaurant and mm-hmm. you were allowed to remain open based on where you were located. However, your capacity had to go from 100 to 50 because you had to put 6 feet in between tables.
Sure.
That's a qualification. So let's say that restaurant did better than they've ever done. So they showed a huge profit. It doesn't matter. You still had to change the mm-hmm. way that you did business, and you could have potentially been more profitable had sure. you not had to make those changes. So there's a lot around it. There's a lot of questions. So I have a lot of clients going, yeah, we talked to somebody, I don't think we qualify. You know, my biggest piece of advice is always, let's just talk, let's look at it, right? Yeah. It can't hurt. Mm-hmm. I had a client last month that swore they've checked every avenue possible. They don't qualify. We sat down, went through a lot of the different qualifications. It ends up they get to go back for 2021 and amend one quarter.
Okay.
Well, okay, great. They have mm-hmm. 10 employees, so there's money on the table and out there that they didn't know that they could have.
Now, I got to imagine that business owners hearing this are like, oh, that's a lot of stuff to know. That's yeah. a lot yeah. to remember. It's a lot to think through.
Right.
So where do they start? I mean, we can't expect business owners to know every little piece of how they can qualify. Do they start with a CPA?
A CPA is a great starting point. I always say, you know, consult with your CPA. CPA is typically going to be somebody that they trust, right?
Right.
That's somebody that knows the ins and outs of their business. Heartland and myself personally, we actually work very closely with a lot of CPAs because there's so many unanswered questions around this topic. They rely on Heartland because we have a team that is constantly just digging through legislation and making sure everybody is up to date and things like that. So start with a CPA, but if there's any question or possibility that like, well, I'm not real sure about this, then reach out to somebody at Heartland. There are a number of different ways that you can qualify, but a CPA, I would always say, is a good starting point.
Okay.
And then, you know, come to us and see what we can do.
Sure. And do these customers, they have to be current customers of Heartland?
They do not.
Okay.
So kind of unique to this business and tax credits right now, what Heartland will actually do is we will amend returns from a previous provider, whether your CPA did those returns or a different payroll provider.
Okay.
We're actually offering that as a service as well. So when they move over to Heartland as a new client, we will actually do those amendments, and it's a very nominal fee.
Okay.
We're not taking a percentage of the money that they get back. There's a lot of different companies that will actually take a percentage. Mm-hmm. We don't. Their money is their money. We're taking a flat fee. It's $250 to amend a quarter.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right. So that's one question that maybe business owners would want to keep in mind of anybody you might work with of, okay, what's the cost of this? Are you asking for a percentage? Because like that customer you had before, you were saying, so you're amending one quarter, 10 employees, that's potentially $7,000 per employee. That's $70,000. So that could be, if you're asking a, I'm going to say 10% fee because I'm not great at math. You know, that's $7,000
yes.
versus
yes.
$250. So
you
just something
it.
To keep in mind.
You got it.
As
yep.
business owners, things you should be asking of those partners that you're, you know, getting that help from.
Yes, absolutely.
So if business owners are looking for, let's go with the employee retention tax credit, there are other credits as well, but start with a CPA. Otherwise, look to other partners that you have. Heartland could be one of them if it isn't already. And website to visit, I would assume, heartland.us.
Yep. Heartland.us. You got it. Yeah.
So is there anything else that you think business owners should understand either about that tax credit or others that you would want to let them know?
I would say make sure that you're reaching out to find out more information. Like, I think just be curious, figure out what else is out there. I work with so many business owners that are handling, whether it's hiring employees mm-hmm. or onboarding or whatever, in a certain way that's very labor intensive. So reach out, see if we can be of help. And even if it's something that we can't help with today or the timing doesn't make sense, you at least have the information for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But the tax credits, that's something that can have an immediate impact on your business now, right? Mm-hmm. Those are tax dollars. It's literally you get a check in the mail.
Yeah.
So, you know, just explore it. I think it's worth everybody's time to take a few minutes and look at this and rely on the people that have the expertise in those areas.
Right. Finding those right partners.
You got it.
Asking the questions. And like you had said earlier, let's have a conversation.
Yep.
I'm not necessarily here to like sell you this. I want to know if it's going to be helpful.
Exactly.
So finding good partners in that way. Carrie, here is where we're going to get a little inspirational for our listeners. So as you know, since you've worked with us closely, Horicon Bank is the natural choice for banking. And that's not just a tagline. It's a commitment to being environmentally friendly and supporting environmental causes. So in that spirit, I'm going to give you an interesting animal fact and ask you to turn it into some inspirational advice.
Got it.
All right, here we go. So the pattern of wrinkles on a gorilla's nose is unique to each one, and it's known as a nose print. Conservation workers actually use photos and sketches of gorillas' noses to keep track of individual gorillas. I don't know how you get close enough to a gorilla to get a sketch of their nose, but I didn't ask that question.
Wow. That is interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
So I'm turning that into
inspiration.
Inspiration. Well, I think everybody has a different print they leave, whether it's, you know, a footprint or thumbprint or in the gorilla's case, a nose print. So just to always be conscious of what we're doing and the imprint we're leaving, you know, for the future and leaving the people that are behind us. So
very good. I think that's inspirational for anyone, not just a business owner.
Okay, good.
What nose print are you leaving behind?
Exactly.
That's what I want to know. All right, Carrie, before we end the show, I want to wrap up with actionable advice for listeners. So what is one thing that you hope listeners can take away and just put in practice today?
Yep. I hope just hearing and a little piece of what we talked about today, that a business owner, if there's any question or doubt in their mind that they might qualify for this employee retention tax credit because that's going away so soon, reach out to someone, reach out to somebody knowledgeable in that area and just find out. It's worth finding out because there are dollars out there that are to be had and they're going away soon. And these dollars, I truly think can be a matter of, you know, helping a business owner keep their doors open. So reach out to a trusted partner today.
That is great advice. I hope business owners, I think that sentiment is in everything that you've said today of like, we're here to help.
Yes.
There are others out there to help. There's great partners. And you're right. Don't miss out on a conversation just to see if it means your business could really be helped in the future.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time today, Carrie. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
Thanks for tuning in. To stay in the loop on all things banking on business related, visit horiconbank.com/bankingonbusiness and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.